Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Caroy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Caroy King.
Hi, this is Caroy again, your Christian Women Empowerment Expert, helping you overcome those obstacles that standing in your way so you may live a fulfilled and purpose-driven life even when the odds seem to be stacked against you. I'm with LifeThenFinance.com and I thank you for joining us. Lately, I've been doing a financial fitness bootcamp twice a week in my local area here in Los Angeles, and I've been following the financial fitness kit. This particular book was written by Chris Brady and Oren Woodward. These are founders of Life Leadership. They are amazing leaders and they produce very good content. So we are going to look at personal finance on the offensive, defensive, and play field of personal finance. It was wonderful getting such refreshing information. We already know what you're supposed to do. It's like being on a diet. We all know what we have to do, but how come some people get results and others don't? It's the same thing. So in this case, we can access this information anywhere by Googling it, but there's something about finding it packaged by trusted leaders in the financial field and packaged well that you can use it at home as a family, you can use it in your small group, you can use it in your community for your employees. As I was going through the material, I found a whole wonderful list of how to change your financial habits. And I figured, how appropriate is that, right? So I will just go through a few of them and just chat a little bit about them. This is a new year. You're going to do wonderful and great things. But as the money flows your way, you have to know what to do with it. And these are disciplines that are developed. These are skills that are developed. So if you think you're in a bad shape right now, don't worry. You'll master the skill. But you have to be intentional. You have to allow yourself to be teachable, have discipline, and actually take time, intentional time, to learn the skills. And through practice, that's where the mastery comes in. The first technique of changing your financial habit, I like this so much. You need to have a 24-hour rule. The 24-hour rule is to help you from purchasing things on a compulsive basis. I'm sure many of us are guilty of this, purchasing things compulsively because you heard there was a sale somewhere, or they say that's the only sale, it's a one-day annual sale. Delayed gratification is something you have to practice. If you feel you're stubborn and you have an entitlement mentality, thinking, well, I work so hard, I deserve all this, those are the same results you're going to get. I would like us to look at to have a different perspective with our money. If what you have done to this point is not working, then be open to try something new from a valid resource. Because what's happening is sometimes we are just adamantly stubborn, adamantly challenging every new technique that comes our way or method that comes our way just because we just want to challenge it. Is that a good thing? Well, it could be. But if the results you're getting right now are not sufficient and you're not happy with them, you gotta be teachable and be open to learn something different. Try it out, give it time, give it your all in all, 100%, and see if it works. Because if you slept on most of the purchases you were planning to buy, chances are by the next day you realize it wasn't as important as you thought. How many black pairs of shoes can you have? Ladies? Just saying. Number two, have an emergency fund. I've talked about emergency funds in past episodes. When you're starting out, usually just having a $1,000 emergency fund is sufficient. Then, after you pay off your debt, increase your emergency fund 3 to 6 months of your expenses. First, you have to know what your expenses are, and you'll find that out through your budget. If you're doing a monthly budget, which you should be doing, you just get the total of your monthly budget, multiply it by 3 or multiply it by 6 or by 4, depending on how many months you want to stack up. Then you will know how much money you need. For example, if your total expenses are $3,000 a month and you want an emergency fund worth 6 months, that means you'll need $18,000 in your fully funded emergency fund. But if you're not there yet, first stack up for just $1,000 for the small emergency fund. Then, once you pay off your debt, start building the big one. That emergency fund should be in a separate account. You should know the difference between a real emergency and just something that is maintenance. For example, I was talking to one of the students in my boot camp a few weeks ago, and I asked, what do you consider an emergency? And she mentioned when my tire blows out or my heater goes out. Those are technically not emergencies because we know we'll need maintenance at some point. So these are expenses that we should account for in our budget at some point. For example, you may realize that once a year, you may need to do some kind of maintenance on your car. It may be a big chunk, maybe $400 or $500. Divide that through 12, start saving a little bit at a time until when that time comes when you need to do maintenance, the money will be there. So this will remove all the crisis whereby we live in a survival mode and everything seems crisis. Be very mindful. This is your money. Not only are you learning, but you're changing a generation. Your children are watching. Your friends or family are watching you too. So as you learn this information, share it. Share what you've learned and what you're doing and what you're doing right. Don't be afraid to even share what you did wrong, because it's from our mistakes that we teach others. One of the other major points is pay yourself first. Isn't that something? You would think it's obvious, right? That once you get your paycheck, you would run to pay yourself first. But we have been preconditioned to pay everybody else and pay ourselves last. So I'm giving you permission to take back your power. You worked so hard for this income. You deserve what you earned. Now, allow the money to work for you by being very strategic and very systematic on the way you do things. Once you get your pay, first of all, you have to tithe. I come from a background where tithing is what we do. Remember, you gotta tithe so that you rebuke the devourer and you're returning money to God. Then the next 10% will be for paying yourself. This money should go in a separate account, preferably make it or an auto deposit. Knowing human behavior, when left to ourselves, you know in a few months you won't be able to write yourself a check every month for 10% of what went in, right? And of course, the usual question is, what will I do with that 10%? That 10% at some point is what you're going to put in some kind of investment vehicle so that it starts working and growing for you. At the beginning, it's usually very small and It can sit in a savings account just for a little bit. The next 3% of what you brought in should go towards your personal development. This is one thing I saw on the budget kit of financial fitness, and I was like, how brilliant is that? I know for myself, I was never intentional in terms of building my personal development. But reality is, right now, you are the summation of all the decisions you've made to this point. If you don't like it, well, this is your opportunity to change it. Sometimes it looks ugly, but guess what? You are the summation of all the decisions you've made to this point. You better take it, evaluate it, then take steps to change it if you don't like it. So by intentionally putting away 3% of whatever you bring in to develop your mind, guess what will happen? Now you're going to start thinking differently, learning from those who have done better before you, mastering your skill, developing new skill. Then you start going from glory to glory. We were promised in the word, we will go from glory to glory. Even though the environment around us may be going down, that is irrelevant. You know, we will be going from glory to glory, but you will have to put in some work on your behalf in terms of developing yourself better. So this 3% will go to things like seminars, buying good books, listening to quality content in your field of choosing. It doesn't matter. You choose whatever is in your heart and master it. Be good at it. You know, actually, talking about personal development, if you visit lifethenfinance.com, there is a 7-day trial, free trial for Rascal Radio, and it's the world's first customizable personal development radio station. Pretty cool, right? Yeah, so you can listen to personal development all day. Anyway, visit the site and try it out for 7 days. Leave me a comment and tell me what you think about it. Next is make payments to your savings and emergency fund automated. I mentioned that. So not only do you automate your savings and emergency fund, but automate your bills too. Allow yourself to be very seamless. Avoid unnecessary clutter. Be organized, because the more organized you are, the easier you'll be able to see the loopholes. Where are you weak? Where are you falling off? Or because sometimes, especially when you're following a budget, it's going to reveal two things. One, you make enough or a lot of money, but you're just disorganized. Two, you have an income problem. If you're not organized, you will not see that. Supposing if you have an income problem, every time the income runs out, you'll automatically use a credit card, which most people do, and they'll never realize that their income is just too low. That's why they keep having problems versus going and trying to create, I call them the golden goose, create another golden goose and another stream of income so that you can have the golden egg, more income for yourself. Another thing I saw in this chapter, which I thought was wonderful, the techniques for effective financial discipline. Cut up your credit cards. Yes, I said it. When you're organizing yourself, it's natural to always stop the bleeding. So if the bleeding is coming from access, easy access to the credit cards, I think it's just natural to think, let me cut them off. So cut up your credit cards. If your intention is to live a debt-free life, you have to train yourself not to be dependent on credit cards. You train yourself, so cut them up. Maybe if you have 5 of them, you can start by cutting up 2. Then next month, cut up another 2 until you cut them all up, pay them off, and you will have an emergency fund as a backup. you will be able to pay down your debt without being tempted to go into debt. So it all works out. Success is very intentional, and success leaves clues. That's why reading and learning from those who have done it before and have good quality information is very important, because you get clues of what they did and what they are leaving behind. So you do the same things, no need to fall in trouble. There is so much stress around money. We work so hard for it, and yet it's one of the things we are most careless with. Isn't that very interesting? We don't intentionally teach it in school, and you wonder why work so hard for something you won't even take care of. One other point to be effective in your finances is you have to keep track of your spending. You have to know what is coming in and what is going out. We live in a society of illusions. We love to assume. Let's be intentional and honest, truthful to ourselves. So when you sit down, husband and wife, even the singles, sit down, pull out the numbers, pull out your past receipts, past bills, and see what you have, what is coming in, what's going on. For your current expenses, track them. Give yourself a 2-week challenge that you write down everything that you spend money on. For those who are technologically savvy, you can visit the website Life Then Finance. We do have a track and save application that you can download. That way you can do it on an application. That way you can know exactly what kind of numbers you're dealing with. You'll be surprised. A few months ago, I had read The Automatic Millionaire. One of the elements I saw in there was the latte factor. We forget to account for the latte factor. That means, you know, how much are you spending on the coffee, the little snacks here and there, the little gum you buy at the store. When you accumulate that money in a month, it actually comes out to be surprisingly large. There is no problem with getting your coffee if that's what you want, getting your gum if that's what you want, but plan for it, budget for it. Also, if you're struggling with debt, contact your creditors. Most creditors are willing to work with you. Feel free to reach out. One of the main driving factors that will help you remain on track with all these disciplines that you're learning will be knowing your purpose. Why are you here? Why are you even trying to master the money thing? Why understand the offense, the defense, and the playing field of personal finance? You have to master these rules. There has to be a strong why on your behalf. Is it because you want to leave a legacy? Is it because you want to leave your children with an inheritance, or you want to retire comfortably when that time comes? Is it because you're aiming at building hospitals and churches and all kinds of things? You know, wherever your heart is, make sure you know your why. That's the only reason you will stay on track. It's easy to master the money, but it's not simple. It will take sacrifice. It will take periods of making tough decisions. It will take periods of withholding just for the future. There'll be a lot of maneuvering as you get more sophisticated with the money. Knowing your why will help you stay encouraged and not giving up. Have a good circle of friends, a good mastermind, people of the same mindset who are going somewhere, so that you encourage each other. What happens is, once you commit to get on this road, all the naysayers and the mockery will begin. People will invite you for birthday parties and you will decline because your budget doesn't include extra fancy meals, at least for now. It will in a year or so, but for now, you're trying to get your finances on track and master them. So there will be a temporary sacrifice, but it's for the greater good. and know that. So surrounding yourself with the right community helps so that you don't get discouraged in the process. I am so glad you're listening in and you're getting yourself on track. Make sure you visit the website because there is always information. There are forms. You can even order your financial kit and it will come right to your house. Yes, we even have it in Spanish. If you need it in Spanish or French, you can get it as a digital kit, or you can get a physical kit too. Another point I wanted to mention is this is a lifestyle. Allow room to reward yourself every time you hit a goal. For example, if you start your savings account and you're putting there your 10% every month, give yourself a reward. Celebrate. I'm not saying go extravagant. I'm saying celebrate something small. Maybe if you haven't been going to movies, maybe treat yourself to a movie. If you want to do your nails, maybe you can treat yourself to do your nails next month. Don't go too extravagant, but reward yourself. This is a journey. It's not a destination that, oh, this is it. You know, I'm either in or out. No, no, no. This is a journey and enjoy it. I saw a little imagery on Facebook, I think a few weeks ago, where this person was dancing in the rain. You know, let us learn to dance in the rain. Yes, you're getting wet somehow, but you're having fun at the same time. So by putting your finances straight, by the discipline and the focus, reward every little milestone. If you pay off a credit card well, that's time to celebrate. Celebrate with you, your spouse, and the children. This is a family affair because the children will always be wondering why mom and dad don't do certain things. Well, it's just temporary. You know, at some point, we will be able to do certain things, but everything should be planned for. I remember when I was younger, my parents, they were actually awesome. They gave us everything we ever asked for. But we had one requirement to always ask in advance, weeks in advance. And we had to remind our dad every morning about the thing. When we were younger, the thing was the concert. You know, when a musician was going to come to town, we would remind him every morning, Daddy, remember that musician? Yes, they're coming to town and it's this amount of money. You know, so we would remind him every day, but way, way in advance so he could plan for it. By the time the concert came around, you know, we had our tickets and we are ready to go. So there was nothing like instant gratification. Oh, no, no, no. Everything was delayed, well thought through. But I'm so grateful for those lessons because I'm using them now. You can still enjoy, but take time, plan it out, plan it together as a family so that you enjoy and still get the things you really want, because I know you do have heart's desires, right? As a couple, husband and wife, make sure you have budget meetings every week. Be on the same page. It's very frustrating for one person to be budget conscious and the other one to be extravagant. And the reason for that is if you don't have the same goal, be on the same page, see where you're going as a family, have a family vision. Then as you're going forth one step at a time, it will be just natural to behave with the money, knowing you're pointing towards the same goal. If the goal is saving for children's college and you have to sacrifice for a certain bit or modify your lifestyle a little bit to get to a certain point, well, you both know it. And unless one is just purely selfish, usually you are both on the same page. This should not be very strenuous, because sometimes when you talk about personal finance, there is a sense of fear. Refuse to be afraid. You earn the money and you're good at it. Just learn to manage it. It's a skill that is learned. It's a skill that you master. And from there's just no stopping you. You'll get better and better especially when you see the money start to work for you and you realize you can retire earlier than you thought, and you realize you make better decisions when you're not strapped for cash or when you're not stressed. There is a peace of mind that comes with having things in order. You know, you laugh more, you enjoy more, even within your means. So I am just looking forward to hearing your testimonies on how you're changing. Remember to get the tools. Visit Life Then Finance. You can either get on the radio, on the Rascal Radio, to keep learning, or you can get the financial kit. But have the tools and keep listening to good information. The biggest reward is in the action. Based on how much action you take, that will show how much of a transformation that will happen. It's one thing to just listen to the good information, but implementation and quickness of implementation, that is where the transformation starts. Join your family, start putting together budget. If you already have one, revise it, review it, take in consideration some of the techniques I shared today, and there'll be no stopping you from this time forth. Well, till next time, this is Kira, your Christian Women Empowerment Expert. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life Then Finance. Please join Karoy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to Karoy King at lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.